Here's tech guy Richard Pascoe. Good morning, Richard, from one COVID-free state to another.
Yeah, we're the holdouts, aren't we, Darren? So, yes, we're doing well. We're doing everything we're supposed to do. So, the rest of the country's a bit of trouble, isn't it?
Yeah, just a bit. So, Richard, for those who don't know, is in South Australia, Adelaide Hills. And we're just talking off the air about when they show the map on TV now of the COVID states and the non-COVID states with the red and the blue. It looks like the US election map. You know, Republicans, yeah. Democrats.
And at the moment, we all hold our breath for about an hour's time when the numbers all start coming out of the state. Mm. So, we just hope everybody's okay.
Indeed.
And while we're not locked down, get out and support your local businesses, people, too. That's what you really should be doing.
Yeah, well said. All right, let's go to tech stuff. We're going to start off with phone scams. All right, now, I had possibly an example yesterday, and I think I may have done the wrong thing. So I got a phone call on my mobile while I was in a meeting. So it went to, they didn't even leave a message. They just, it sort of rung three times and then stopped, right? And then it was an Australian mobile number. I think it was an 0419 number.
Yep.
And so I then texted, I have a missed call from this number. No response.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't probably have done that. Mm. It's a bit of a standard thing at the moment. The reason I'm bringing this up is I've talked to a couple of people. One person in particular is now getting probably 40 to 50 calls a day because he keeps answering every call no matter what it is. So, and they're inundating me and saying, you know, you've bought all these things, we need your credit card details, you're about to get charged, it's impacting upon his business, he's given them his name, and he started to give them his address as well, just to confirm details, because he's panicking, he's trying to run a business as well.
Yeah.
So don't engage with these people at all. If you've got Message Bank on your phone, you don't know the number, they will leave a message on there as well. Don't go giving your name willingly to these people at all, because what happens is that once one gets it, you're going to be inundated with calls. I mean, I've got a standard thing. I don't answer any interstate calls unless that number's already keyed into my phone. So it's like I know when you ring me, Darren, because your number's in my phone as well, even though you're interstate, doesn't matter. But, you know, 02 and 03 numbers and Queensland numbers all go to Message Bank on my phone. And if you haven't left a message, I don't return that call. And I think a lot of people should be doing that.
Yeah, that's good advice. So if they don't leave a message, well, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
Yeah. Yep. All right, good way to treat it. Now, ACCC warning parents about Apple AirTag safety. This is the batteries.
It's all about the button batteries inside there. So Apple AirTags, you can buy them online, buy them from Apple. Officeworks removed them from sale because we're concerned about the button batteries that power the devices. Now, button batteries are a concern in Australia, particularly over the last 12 months. Three kids have died since 2013. 20 children are taken to emergency departments after swallowing button batteries each week. There is a button battery inside the Apple AirTags. Where I'm going to question this, I'm not making light of this at all, people, is that in my Apple AirTag, it also sits inside a key ring as well. Would I be going to give my keys to the kids to go along, especially I've got babies and things to go along and suck on and do all those sort of things? No, I wouldn't as well. So ACCC got Apple in their sights for this. I think it's just an easy tag for them to go along and get because they reckon the AirTag department doesn't secure fully when closed. It's in a key ring where I've got mine. It's very, very hard to get out, and I reckon most kids would struggle. But you know what? How about we don't give things with button batteries to kids?
Yeah. Well, the problem being for parents with toddlers, if you leave your keys, you know, on the couch or on the kitchen table, they'll just get them. But, yeah, make sure that if you've got an AirTag or anything with a battery in it, that it's secured really fastly and,
That
you just can't get it off. Yeah.
Spot on.
All right, now let's talk TVs. How big is too big?
I've never had anybody say to me, "I wish I bought a smaller TV."
No.
And, you know, at all. So we love big TVs as well. I've got to say, never been a better time at the moment, Darren, to buy a TV because we've got the new ones coming in and they're selling the old ones off cheap as well. So some really good bargains on there as well. There's a few theories about it. They're saying the distance you sit should be 1.5 times the vertical height of the TV. So you're pretty close to the TV. You're too close when you can see individual pixels on the screen.
Yeah.
That's way, way too close, people. So, you know, for me, it's sitting in front of the TV. I can see the screen. I don't have to move my head from the left to the right like I was sitting in the front row of a cinema as well. So, you know, there is a comfortable height in there. Measure the size of your where you're going to put it as well to make sure it's comfortable for you as well. But you also don't want it at one end of the room either as well. So go into a store, look at the screen, you know, on there as well. But, you know, it's a comfortable distance away. But it's, you know, when I grew up, my mum was always saying, don't sit too close to the TV. Now it's about sitting close to the TV to get that cinema experience.
Yeah. Well, do you remember the TVs when you actually had to go and actually change the channel manually?
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
You know, no wonder we're unfit as a society now. Seriously.
I know, right? Now, like, I've got a remote that's actually on the bung at the moment. I have to get a new remote for the TV in the lounge. And yes. It seems like such a hassle. It's like I have to actually get up and physically change the channel on the TV. And then I whinge about it. And it's like, really? First world problems. Hello? Yeah. Wow. All right, mate. Lots of info on Richard's excellent website, which is talktech.com.au. Stay safe in South Australia. And we'll talk to you.
Tasmania.
Yep. And we'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.